Abdullah, worship Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbakum, who is my Lord and your Lord. Innahumma yushrik billah. Anyone who associates partners with Allah, faqad haram Allah alayhi al-jannah, Allah will make jannat haram for him. Paradise will be forbidden for him. Wama wahun nar, wama lizalimin ansar. And fire shall be his dwelling place, and he shall have no helper in the hereafter. Jesus, peace be upon him, himself said, that innahumma yushrik billah, anyone who associates partners with Almighty God, faqad haram Allah alayhi al-jannah, paradise will be forbidden for him. Heaven will be forbidden for him. وَمَا وَهُمْ نَارِ وَمَا لِزَالِبِينَ مِنْ أَنْسَارِ. And fire shall be his dwelling place. And in the year after, he'll have no helpers. But there are certain Christians who say that Jesus, peace be upon him, he claimed divinity. He said that he's Almighty God. In fact, if you read the Bible, there is no unequivocal statement, not a single unequivocal statement in the complete Bible where Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says that he's God, or where he says worship me. I would like to repeat that if you read the Bible, there is no unequivocal statement, not a single, in the complete Bible where Jesus, peace be upon him, himself says that he's God, or where he says worship me. If any Christian can show me any verse anywhere from the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that he's God, or where he says worship me, I am ready to accept Christianity immediately. I'm not speaking on behalf of the other Muslims. Since I'm a student of comparative religion, I've read the Bible, I am ready to put my head on the guillotine. In fact, if you read the Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, himself said, it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, verse number 28, Jesus, peace be upon him, says, my Father is greater than I. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 29, my Father is greater than all. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12, verse number 28, I with the Spirit of God cast out devils. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 20, I cast out devil with the finger of God. Gospel of John, chapter number 5, verse number 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. For I seek not my will, but the will of my Father. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. He never claimed divinity. As the glorious Quran says, that anyone who associates partners with Allah, Jesus, peace be upon him, said, anyone who associates partners with Allah, paradise will be forbidden for him. And the glorious Quran says, in Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse number 110, قُلِذُ اللَّهِ عَوِذُ الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَأْمَاتَدُ فَلَوَ الْأَصْمَى الْحُسْنَى. Say, call upon him by Allah or by Rahman. By whichever name you call upon him, to him belongs the most beautiful name. You can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by any name, but it should be a beautiful name. It should not conjure up a mental picture. And there are no less than 99 attributes given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran. Like Rahman, Rahim, Al-Hakim, most merciful, most gracious, most wise. No less than 99 different attributes are given in the glorious Quran. And this message is further repeated in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 180, Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 8, and Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 15, verse number 24, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the most beautiful name. But why do we Muslims, we prefer calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Arabic name Allah instead of the English word God? The reason is that Allah is a pure word. The English word God, you can play mischief with that word God. If you add a S to God, it becomes God's, plural of God. There's nothing like plural Allah in Islam. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say He is Allah one and only. If you add D-E-S-S to God, it becomes goddess, a female god. There is nothing like male Allah or female Allah in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no gender. If you add a father to God, it becomes godfather, he's my godfather, he's my guardian. There is nothing like Allah father or Allah abba in Islam. Allah is a unique word. If you add a mother to God, it becomes godmother. There's nothing like Allah Mother or Allah Ami in Islam. If you prefix a tin before God, it becomes sin God, meaning a fake God. There's nothing like sin Allah in Islam. That's the reason we Muslims we prefer calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Arabic word Allah instead of the English word God. But when you are speaking to non-Muslims, and people may not understand what is Allah, and if you use the English word God, I've got no objection. But the appropriate word for Allah is Allah itself. God is not the appropriate translation. And the same word Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mentioned in many religious scriptures, including the Bible. And if you know, in the Old Testament, the word used for God is Elohim. Allah is for God, Him is for plural of respect, Elohim. And if you read the Bible commentary by Reverend Scofield, he writes Allah as E-L-A-H, or alternatively as A-L-A-H, Allah, Allah. So even Reverend Scofield agrees that only the pronunciation is different. Pronounce Allah, we pronounce Allah. The pronunciation is different, but it's the same. Manam the same. And further, Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, when you have put on the cross, according to the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 46, it's also mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 15, verse number 34, that when Jesus, peace be upon Him, was put on the cross, He cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. It's there in every translation of the Bible, whether you read the English translation, or Hindi translation, or Malayalam translation, or Kannada translation, this Hebrew phrase, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, is there. And then it is said, so as to say, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? I am asking you, the Hebrew statement which Jesus, peace be upon Him, said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, does it sound similar to, O God, why hast thou forsaken me? Does it sound similar? Does Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani sound similar to Joha, Joha, why hast thou forsaken me? Does Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani sound similar to Jesus, Jesus, peace be upon Him, why hast thou forsaken me? If you translate into Arabic, it reads, Allah, Allah, lama taraktani. Allah, Allah, lama sabachthani. In Hebrew, in Arabic, Allah, Allah, lama taraktani. Arabic and Hebrew are sister languages. And realize it sounds similar. So even Jesus, peace be upon Him, when He was put on the cross according to the Bible, He cried out, Allah. Therefore we Muslims, because Allah is a pure word, we prefer calling Him by the word Allah instead of the English word God. And that was the same word used by Jesus, peace be upon Him. The second pillar is Salah. And in English, people usually translate Salah as prayer. Prayer does not denote the complete meaning of the Arabic word Salah. Because to pray means to ask for help, to beseech. How do you pray in a court of law? You beseech, you ask for help. In our Salah, besides asking for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are also praising Him, and at the same time we receive guidance from Him. Prayer does not denote the complete meaning of Salah. To pray means only to ask for help. In our Salah, besides asking for help, we praise Him and we also receive guidance from Him. If you ask me to explain, I would say that Salah is a sort of programming, a sort of conditioning. But if someone asks, where are you going? And if I say I'm going for programming, it will sound odd. Therefore, I've got no objection if someone uses the word prayer, English word prayer, for explaining Salah. But just let me make a point clear to you that prayer does not denote the complete meaning of the Arabic word Salah. Why do I say that Salah is a sort of programming? Because we are being guided in our Salah. For example, after the Imam, after he reads Surah Fatiha, he may recite Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 90 of the glorious Quran, which says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you believe, innamal khamru wal maisuru, most of the intoxicants and gambling, or anzabu wal azlamu, dedication of stones, divination of arrows, rishtum min amali shaitan, these are Satan's handiwork, fashtanibullah lakum tuflihun, abstain from this handiwork that you may prosper. Here we are being guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Almighty God, that intoxicants, gambling, idol worshipping, fortune telling, these are Satan's handiwork. Abstain from this handiwork that you may prosper. We are being programmed in our salah. We are being guided in our salah. We are being conditioned. The Imam may recite Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 188, which says that spend not your wealth on vanities, and not spend your wealth as a bait to judges, in order that you may eat up somebody else's property. The Quran says that bribing is not allowed in Islam. You are being programmed, you are being conditioned that bribing is wrong. The Quran says in Surah An-Kabut chapter 29 verse 45, اُتْلُ مَا أُوْهِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ. That recite of what we have revealed to thee of the book, and establish regular prayers. For verily, prayers restrain you from shameful and unjust deeds. The Quran says that prayer restrains you from shameful and unjust deeds. And every Muslim is supposed to offer salah minimum 5 times a day. How? For a healthy body, you have to have 3 meals a day. Similarly, for a spiritual soul, you should offer salah minimum 5 times a day. And the glorious Quran says in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 11 and 12, that when he approached the fire, he heard a voice, O Moses, verily I am thy Lord.